Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Every year, I ponder the words, lest we forget. It's hard to continue community stories on as modern life takes us away from being able to share with each other intimately the stories and the things that link us and unite us. As busyness takes us away from each other, as work and other things that just need to be done, like remembering everyone's passwords so that you can open their computers for them. In my family, I am everyone's IT technician. Our lives become more disparate and harder to connect. So today I ask you to forgive me. I'm going to tell two stories of two different people. One from this community and one a person who fought in the war from the Caribbean. The first man I want to share the story of was a student of Northbrook. If you're not as old as me, you'll know it as Trinity now, although it's a completely different school, completely separate, completely new building, nothing to do with the old Northbrook. We wouldn't want to associate the two schools with each other. My brother went to Northbrook School, so this story, this person holds significance for me. There was a young man called Lance Corporal Harry Charles Thomas. He was born to his parents, Harry Sidney and Florence Sarah Bryan, in 1898 on Manor Lane, and lived only around here. A bit like me, didn't move far. He lived on Brightfield Road, he lived on Taunton Road, Hedgeley Street, and Dacre Park, all within about 10 minutes walk of each other. He left school really early and joined the army, where, unfortunately, he lost his life. He's buried in France in a grave where loads of people from this community and other communities around are buried as they fought on the front lines in the First World War. And in capturing his story, which we have here, we have a little book that's set out for remembrance that a member of the congregation, David Britton, created. David managed to get some words from his family. It told of the story of him going to Hedgeley Street Infant School And it said on his discharge from Northbrook that at 12 that he was discharged to go into the army to train. That's someone from our community who fought in the First World War, who was part of the stories we amalgamate into one. It's a real person, an individual, a family who was affected, and a community that lost its son. Sometimes when we remember, we try and remember everything together. And I'd just like today to take a moment to remember these are individuals, real people, just like you and me. The next person I'd like to tell you the story of is a soldier from Barbados. His name was George Blackman. And in 2002, The Guardian interviewed him at 102 years old. He was one of the last members of the Black Caribbean Regiment. I was particularly drawn to his story this week as Jamaica was struck by such a terrible storm that it's caused such havoc. And I know Barbados and Jamaica aren't the same place. Please just indulge me a second. But the islands, the Caribbean islands together, when the First World War happened, clubbed together to give Britain 60 million in today's pounds so that it could help with the war effort. And in doing that, they also sent their young men to fight for the mother country, a place they called home, that they believed of as home. So like a good Englishman, as George said, he at 17 lied about his age, enlisted and came to fight in Europe. The British West Indian Legion, or regiment, wasn't supposed to be able to fight actively. They were supposed to do the backup work, the stuff of moving armaments, things that were dangerous. They were not given weapons at first because they didn't want the Caribbean Legion to be on the front line. But as George Blackman said, when push came to shove, he fought alongside his English and European compartments, servicemen, and was on the front line and did have a weapon. I tell you his story because sometimes when we remember an idyllic situation. We remember just the easy things to remember. Remembrance isn't passive, it is active. It is hard fought. It takes giving up time as a local historian to go and find the individual stories. It takes digging through records of people who have been forgotten to write books so that we do not forget. So, as we say today, lest we forget, let us remember that that is not passive. We are not passive in remembrance. We are to continue to strive, to seek, to look for the stories of those in our community, the people who would be forgotten easily, and to bring them to mind as we tell the story of our own life in the place where we are. So when you go home, tell them of us and say, for their tomorrow we gave our today.